We want to welcome you to Refreshed with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 FM WMIE and 1510 AM WWBC here in Brevard County. Thank you for having a love for the Word of God. If you'd like to avail yourself of some growing opportunities, some training opportunities, tonight in our fellowship hall, Advanced Christian Training Schools has a free video Bible school, 633-0432. Again, that number is 633-0432. You can call that, ask for Ted and Linda, and they can help get you up to speed on where they are. One of the great things about this is you can jump in at any time and just start where you are, and then God will take you on from there. You don't have to wait for another semester to start or anything like that. You just jump in, and then the cycle goes on and on and on. So again, if you are looking for something for your kids or grandkids to do this summer, right here on the east coast of Florida, Shiloh Adventure Camp is going to be having week-long camps. There's eight of them. June 7th is the very first day of the first camp. And then all the way up through July the 31st, camp is for boys and girls ages 8 to 15. And you can reach them at shilohadventure.com, or the phone number is 452-3943, 321-452-3943, or Shiloh Adventure Camp. The person that I met from there, her name is Laura, and you can call them, and they can help get you your kids up and running for summer camp this summer. Back to Acts chapter 10 is where we're going to be today. How's your day going? Hopefully it's been good. We'd like to take just a moment and invite you out to our services this coming Sunday. We're going to be celebrating our 63rd anniversary. A lot of times we have a guest speaker in for this, but this year I'm preaching this. And on this last Sunday, I was preaching a message. Two Sundays ago, I preached on Deflategate and how and I felt bad because my daughter-in-law is from Boston. Her parents are from Massachusetts area there, I think Boston as well. And I've got some other New England Patriots fan, and it's like, okay, you know, I'm using this because of the contemporary context. But the reality is there's a huge effort that it is to not recognize the value of the ministry of the Holy Spirit and the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The church is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so we need the Holy Spirit in our services. We need the Holy Spirit in our individual lives. And so I was preaching, hey, we need, you know, and instead of being and I had a football and I talked about things that were deflators, that they would, you know, that they took the air out of the ball. And then some people helped me out. I was struggling preaching and trying to pump the ball up, and some men came and helped pump the ball up. But if you are not as excited about your Christianity as you were when you first got saved, I want you to know that's not God's will for you. He wants to restore the joy of your salvation. If you are not as on fire for God as you once were, I want you to know that He wants to bring revival and renewal and refreshing to your life. I encourage you to seek the face of God. the Spirit of God, Peter said, is the promise of the Father. It is for you and your children and for all those who are far off. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God he's still dealing with people and bringing them to salvation. I'm very thankful for that. So let's get into Acts chapter 10 today. We're going to start reading at verse number 19. While Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men are seeking you. Arise, go down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them." Then Peter went down to the men who had been sent to him from Cornelius and said, "Yes, I am he whom you seek. For what reason have you come?" And they said, "Cornelius the centurion, a just man, one who fears God and has a good reputation among all the nation of the Jews, was divinely instructed by a holy angel to summon you to his house and to hear words from you." Then he invited them in and lodged them. Okay, so let's move back to where we were just a little bit yesterday. In verses 17 and 18, Peter was wondering what that vision that he had just had from God meant. He's trying to understand. And then there's three men standing down at the door knocking him. By the way, I will tell you this. If you are trying to understand the Word of God, you need to understand that the Word of God is spiritual and it is spiritually discerned. Many times people try to take a cerebral or intellectual approach to it, and I'm not saying that you're not going to benefit from that, but until your spirit is activated and your mind is renewed, you are not going to be able to understand it the way that God wants you to understand it. There's got to be something that takes place first. I can have all of the gas in the gas tank. I can have a sound engine, a sound transmission. I could have a sleek body. But until I put the key in the ignition and turn the ignition and activate the starter and fire up that engine, that car is not going anyplace. And so it is okay to have an intellectual understanding, but we need the Spirit of God. We need a relationship with Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. All of a sudden, it's like the scales fall off of our eyes or the veil falls away. The Scripture talks about that there are people who to this day have a veil over their spiritual face that prevents them from seeing and embracing Jesus, the Messiah. Thank God that he takes the veil that keeps us in the dark, so to speak, away so that we can have newness of life. So I think yesterday at the very end, I was talking about divine appointments. The God, everything in Acts chapter 10 was birthed in the heart of God. God is the one who interrupted Cornelius's prayer time, and he says, "I need you to send men to Joppa and find a guy by the name of Simon Peter." Peter is up on the roof. He's hungry. He's praying, and he gets something that he doesn't understand. And so, it didn't start with Peter. It didn't start with Cornelius. It didn't start with the messengers. It started in the heart of God. And what I wanted you to see, for just a little bit, is that God was working on both ends of the equation. He was working on Cornelius' end, and he was working on Peter's end, and he's working to bring this convergence, if you will, of spiritual encounter together that is going to transform Cornelius' life, but it's also going to transform Peter's and the early church. So God is working on both ends. Some people right now are wondering what God is doing in your life, and I want you to know that he is working behind the scenes. He's working in ways that you and I may not see or may not understand. When Peter's having his vision, he doesn't know that there are men who are already acting upon the direction of the Lord because God has spoken to someone else. Cornelius, when he sends the men, doesn't know that God's already working in Peter's heart to prepare Peter to be able to come. Okay? And so if you feel like you have done your part, if you have stepped out in obedience and acting, I want to assure you something. God is going to do his part. He's working not just on your end of the equation. He's working on the other end of the equation as well. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Remember, there was 450 years of silence between Malachi and Matthew. 450 years. Was God on vacation? Was he just not talking? But yet Galatians tells us that Jesus came in the fullness of time. He was getting people in position. He was preparing their hearts so that he could minister. And so I'll give you a little teaser. From the day that Cornelius sent them in until the day that Peter arrived was 4 days. 4 days. That was probably a long time, not knowing when he was going to come back. Actually, not even knowing if he would be coming with them. After all, this is a request from a Gentile for a Jew to come and minister to them. And so there's no guarantee that Peter's even going to come. And so that's faith. Faith is stepping out in obedience to God, not even knowing for sure if we're going to see the results that we think. We've got no visible substantiation. But I want you to know that the just shall live by faith, not by sight. Not one time have I ever made a ministry transition where it was because I could see all of the ducks in a row and I knew step one through whatever that God, but I did know this. God had told me to take the step. And so, anyway, God is working on both ends of the equation. So if it seems like it's been a while and you're not seeing any interaction yet, just trust me that God is working and he's going to bring that promise to pass in fullness of time. Verse number 19, while Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, three men are seeking you. Arise, go down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Okay, so here is Peter up there on the roof praying, thinking about this dream that he just had. And then the Spirit of the Lord says, there are three guys who are looking for you. And I want you to get up. I want you to go down to them. Go with them. Don't doubt, for I have sent them. What an admonition. What a boost of confidence. Peter's still kind of clueless about everything that's going on, but God, the Spirit of the Lord says, I have brought some people to your doorstep right now. I've sent them to retrieve you. I want you to go from where you are to where they are. Go with them and do not doubt. Can I ask you a question today? How long has it been since God spoke to you about a person that he wanted to mature in their faith, to grow in their faith, and he said, I want you to go where they are? That's what we do with our missions budget every month. That's what we do with this radio. Honestly, there are more people who listen to this radio broadcast than attend our church. There are more missionaries that we support than we average on a Sunday morning in our attendance. If you've been to our church, please understand, I do not inflate the numbers. We are who we are. Are we as large as we'd like to be? No, we're not. Would I be telling you the truth if I told you that I am content with how large we are? No, I'm not content at all. We're right now, I just a couple of weeks ago, I'm having discussions about a ministry that we can grow that would make an impact and spare young people hardship. That's where we're at. And so the Spirit of God tells Peter, I want you to go down to where these people are. Did you know that the Great Commission is not a come, it is a go. It is a go. So many times we are trying to compel people to come to where we are when Jesus has actually commanded us to go where they are. Now, again, he's working on both ends of the equation. He commands us to go to sinners, and when he has us going to sinners, it says these signs shall accompany them that believe. And on the same time, the Holy Spirit is ministering in their hearts, dealing with them, opening their eyes to the foolishness of their lifestyle, the pain of their lifestyle, and bringing them to a place where they understand their need for Jesus. There's a person that I know. I just read this testimony just a little bit ago, but was raised in church and rebelled against the things of God. God in all sorts of bondage, and God set him free, trained him up, and what is really encouraging is he's going back. He's going back to minister to young hurting people in the same location that his father had once been ministering to young hurting people. And it was like, wow. I'll be honest with you. I never saw that one coming. I'm not talking about my family or, you know, my son, or I'm it's just a different situation. It's like, wow, didn't see that one coming at all. Anyway, so Peter is told, arise, go down to where they are, go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. And I would encourage you, don't do a lot. When God gives you an instruction, don't do a lot of second guessing. One of the questions that I believe that a lot of people ask when it comes to obedience, and they ask it too much, is the question why? Why? The reality of this particular story, Cornelius had no idea why he had sent for Peter, and Peter had no idea why Cornelius had sent for him. Both of them were acting in faith without full understanding. God is able to give you and I, this is scriptural, a peace that surpasses understanding. The peace of having heard from God and receiving a mandate from God, a directive from God, is so encouraging that it takes the why out of the equation. There are a lot of things. There's a story of Philip and him being snatched from a powerful revival and being taken out into the desert, and there's nothing going on out there, and all of a sudden he sees a chariot rumbling through the desert, and he says, well, I guess I'll just go start running with the chariot. And turns out that he ends up leading that Ethiopian eunuch to Jesus, brings an understanding to the word, and that man goes back to his country. Philip is taken out of that place, but that one brief encounter was absolutely necessary because the gospel made it someplace where Christian missionaries would not get for a long, long time. Praise God. Praise God. I don't have to understand why. All I need to do is understand what God has called me to do and do it to the glory of God. Do it with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. Make the most out of every opportunity. Seize the opportunity that God has given to you. Don't procrastinate and put it off till tomorrow. I have a master's degree in procrastination from my childhood. There's a lot of things. I've told you about the story of me turning in the homework assignments that were late. I stayed up till like 3 o'clock in the morning doing them. And my teacher was impressed until I told her that all of them were late because I had procrastinated. Don't do that. Don't go to heaven and saying, oh, I wish I had, because like I've talked to you about before, 2 decades can go by and it's just really, really quick. It's really quick. You and I, we can't afford to waste the time. There are people dying every day that are still waiting to hear from Jesus. What does God have for you to address this situation here, and that is this. The scripture says that God does not want any to perish, but all to come to everlasting life. That verse tells me that God has a plan to reach over 7 billion people with the gospel of Jesus Christ in a manner that they will understand, with the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit that will transform their hearts and minds. In other words, God has a plan. God has a plan. There's another verse in Jude that says that God has committed the faith to the church once and for all. In other words, the church is God's A team. It is his plan. You and I, we need to be in church. We need to be a functioning member of the church, not just a praying member of the church. Thank God for praying members of the church, but we need to be a functioning member of the church. We need to be a mouthpiece for the gospel. We need to be his hands extended. We need to be his feet on the move. God has a place for you in the body of Christ. And the body of Christ is God's plan to take the gospel to 7 billion people on the planet. So if God has a plan and the church is his plan, and we look around and we see that society is not responding, that there are still people who have never heard, does that mean that there is a breakdown in God's plan? Or does it mean that we actually need to be listening to God like Peter did here in this passage and say, Peter, I need you to go to them. I need you to go to them. Go without doubt. Go to where they are, not where you would want them to be. I encourage people. We minister to people where they are, and we allow God to bring the maturity and the growing out of that situation. And I've got some people that I believe are some of the most phenomenal Christians that I have ever been around in my entire life. And if you knew where they had come from and saw where they are today, it would amaze you. God wants us to minister to broken and hurting people. So I encourage you, go to them and don't doubt. I tell this story about my microwave experience. I'm that guy that puts the food in the microwave to heat it up and then stands there and watches and stops it before the time is up. There's a couple of reasons why I do that. One is a lot of times I'm doing that to keep the timer from going off and waking up people. The other thing is I don't like my food too hot. And the third is I'm just impatient. I don't want to wait until it gets all the way to the cycle done, or to the done cycle, that it's completely and run its course. And a lot of times we can spend decades running from God and then minutes having responded to him, and then sometimes wonder why our loved ones are not coming to faith in Jesus as quickly as we'd like them. Can we just trust God with the process and say, God, you've called me to believe your word. You've called me to live your word. You've called me to love people. You've called me to communicate the gospel in truth and in love. And that's what I'm going to do. And no matter how long it takes, I'm going to continue to press on. I'm not going to doubt. I'm not going to doubt God's calling. And I just encourage you, trust God, believe, act, allow him to lead you and guide you. He's working on both ends of the equation. So he tells Peter, go down, for I have sent them. We've got a little bit of time here. Let's move on to verse number 21. Then Peter went down to the men who had been sent to him from Cornelius and said, "Yes, I am he whom you seek. For what reason have you come?" And I don't know about you, but this was in the days before Google. It was the day before the Yellow Pages and the phone book and all of that sort of stuff. And can you imagine what it meant to those men to be standing at the door knocking, and the very person by name that they have been sent to retrieve by a communication from heaven is there, comes down to where they are, begins to interact with them and saying, "I'm the one that you're looking for. You said you were looking for me by name. Here I am. For what reason have you come?" That would have just been, if that had been me, my mouth would have been wide open. This is a confirming voice from God. We are on the right track. Something amazing is getting ready to happen. I want to raise your expectation level. I want to raise your expectation above past disappointments and failures to believe that God is active in your life right now, ministering to you right now, working on the kingdom's behalf right now to build the kingdom. In spite of your past disappointments, I encourage you to trust in him. Trusting in God is not me knowing all of the details. Trusting in God is me knowing the God who has everything under control. Because he speaks, I obey. Father, right now, I pray that you would bolster someone's faith who's listening right now. God, they may have been acting in obedience, and God, it's their first step of obedience, but you're going to meet them. And I pray that you would just reassure them that you've got all things under control right now. Lord, we put our faith and our trust in you on this Tuesday, in Jesus' name. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."